Hey, ladies out there, can we all just collectively agree to have bad hair for the next couple of days? Because hats, okay? I don't want to not wear a hat in this weather just because it's ruining my hair. So I know you're guys, but really, ladies, let's all just band together and wear hats and not care what our hair looks like the rest of the day. No. Can we? Can I please?
I didn't wear a hat this morning, and I instantly regretted it.
Yeah, right? It was only 10 below.
It's not that bad yet.
Right.
And on the way through, for one thing, I was like, thank you, Lord, because I was foolish and didn't hook my car up to a trickle charger. Oh. So thank you, Lord, that it started.
Yes.
And then shivering the entire way. Like, I'm at stoplights. I'm like, I need to get to work.
Yeah. So hat. I wore my adorable Stormy Cromer Hodag hat today.
Nice.
So... But my hair paid the cost, the price.
My confession is, wore a hat, but did the gel here at work. So
that works, too. Bring the product.
Right, see, but I'd have to bring the product and the curling iron and refloof, and then it's all have to start over again.
So the people from Wisconsin, from our beloved Badger State, that head to Florida, Texas, and Arizona, God bless them, right?
Snowbirds.
Yes.
I mean, some people, it's a vacation. You've been seeing friends maybe on Facebook. They're in Florida right now. I can think of some friends or... a coworker from my other job, she just got back from a week in Hawaii. I'm like, you picked the wrong week. You were a week early, right? But I get a text from my mother-in-law yesterday that she just enjoyed a 15-mile bike ride in Texas
and
temperature is 76 degrees.
Oh.
And my response is, we're going to be closer to 76 below wind chill.
Right.
Just share a few of those.
Yeah, you know, speaking of Florida, Mark, 15 years ago, right now, I woke up on a beautiful, sunny Florida morning and stood in the shade of a palm tree barefoot and married the love of my life. So.
Wow.
My anniversary.
It sounds like a greeting card.
It was wonderful. We agreed this morning that we should spend all of our anniversaries in sunny Florida.
But
alas, not going to happen.
So your actual anniversary is when?
Today.
Today's the anniversary.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's kind of cool because we got married.
There was all the big language, and so I missed the exact. Okay.
Today, I married the love of my life standing in the shade of a palm tree on this date.
You kind of were trendsetters then, because there's been a lot more weddings, you know, kind of out and about like
Well, and it's funny because we actually, it was edgy at the time. We planned our whole trip like via the internet. Which kind of wasn't done
point. If you truly want to be a trendsetter, get married at the end of January and have it outdoors in Wisconsin. Set that trend.
Right.
If you want to cut down the guest list, just put
There you go. There you go. That's not happening a lot. I think I played Stephen Curtis Chapman, No Better Place this hour, and the back announce was, well, there may be some better places than here
right now, that's for sure.
Maybe.
All right. yesterday, apparently, I was wrong when I said, and it's not the first time, when I said that I thought there'd be school today, because most of the districts were canceled today and tomorrow.
Not today
I
or
really
tomorrow
did,
many
too.
Places.
So, anyhow, we got the 11 below wind chill right now, and... full list of school closings and a whole lot more closings. Check it out at WWIB.com.
I don't think anyone's running any races today unless it's the race from your front door to your vehicle, but there's a very interesting 5K. Now, themed 5Ks, there's fun runs, there's color runs, so often for great causes. This is one of the more creative ones I've heard about. It's in College Station, Texas, home of Texas A&M. On May the 4th, they are not actually celebrating Star Wars Day, which seems to be a crime against humanity, but they are celebrating the Chuck Norris 5K. Yes, this race will be attempting to break the world record. Didn't know this record had ever been set previously. The race will be attempting to break the world record for the most people dressed as Chuck Norris at one time.
So now you should explain a little bit, right? I mean, going back a few years, but kind of this Chuck Norris, it was kind of a joke in terms of Chuck Norris everything.
Well, yeah, it's
right?
like the boogeyman wears Chuck Norris pajamas, like that sort of a thing. Like there's a whole the man, the myth, the legend, and he will, you know, roundhouse kick fear in the face.
Walker, so, Texas Ranger. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. You can create your own costume or use what the race gives you, which includes a Chuck Norris T-shirt, fake beard, and belt buckle.
Nice.
Prizes will be awarded for best dressed, and the race donates all proceeds to a nonprofit founded by Mr. Norris to help build students' character development through martial arts, and also the Mercy Project, which is a nonprofit working to end child slavery in Ghana and Africa.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, so he's a cool guy, and
we have to say that or he'll beat us up.
One of my favorite gifts on Facebook is just Chuck Norris giving a thumbs up, and it's like, if you ever get that from someone, you know that you did good on social media. So
help me out trying to figure out in terms of Teamwork Africa and our focus Liberia, and my wife's going to head there in a couple of weeks here. Jewish as it was today, to be honest with you, with the weather like this. But, like, years ago, Caleb, you suggested, hey, maybe you'd want to do one of those color runs or fun runs, like you said. So hearing that that's a fundraiser for somebody else for Africa, like, I've kind of thought, tell me if this would work. Like, people in Africa, when you first go there, you're just, you, everybody's carrying something on their head, particularly.
Yes.
Sure.
Probably women and kids more than guys, but, I mean, men too. And so that's really, so could we do some kind of walk run where people have things on their heads?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like water jugs.
But we're just not good at it here. We just don't do it.
Right.
So
fun.
I don't know. Something creative that
That'd
ties
awesome.
In like that would be my idea. I'm not sure if it could fly. But
Chuck Norris has counted to infinity twice.
That's a good one.
I have more, but I won't waste your time with that.
Chuck Norris humor throughout the morning. We're trying to do whatever it takes to warm you up this morning. 11 below on our way to 26 below, and who knows what after that. We talk about what each day has a special event or commemorations. There's four of them today, Caleb and Hillary. Puzzle Day, Seeing Eye Dog Day, Corn Chip Day, but it is also Curmudgeon's Day.
Nice.
I don't know about you. That's kind of one of those words initially. I'm like, well, I get a picture in my mind, but have kind of looked it up. It says a bad-tempered, difficult, cantankerous person.
Yep.
So now go look up cantankerous.
See, I was thinking of Carl from Up.
From Up, you know, exactly.
That's
he's
who
the
I think of.
Epitome.
I thought of Andy Rooney, who used to close 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some humor and stuff, but, anyhow, that's
yeah. Curmudgeon Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can think of a couple people I could celebrate.
Give them corn chips. Kill them with kindness.
Yeah, every day.
Hillary found this wonderful version of the doxology that we posted on the WIB Facebook page yesterday, and It was a wonderful Wisconsin-y blizzard poem, Praise God from Whom All Blizzards Flow, yesterday. So take a look at that. And my brother, who works for a Christian station up in St. Cloud, which is a bit colder even than we have here, decided to make his own version of the doxology, springing, inspired by this, and he recorded it. All parts that you will hear are sung by my little brother, Josh.
Praise God from whom all blizzards flow. Praise Him at 35 below. Praise Him in snowdrifts 10 feet deep. Praise Him though winter makes us weep.
Enjoy my brother a lot. He is far more talented than I will ever be.
That's fantastic.
Good job, Josh. Way to go, Swenson family.
So, you know, I am not a sportsy person.
And we need you to commiserate with another non-sportsy person at 715-723-2555. I know it's cold.
Yes. So call in your jammies and fuzziness. And
Hillary is so non-sportsy when Caleb and I occasionally, even frequently, would talk a little bit of sports just after his sports. And she kind of waits and is like, okay, whatever they were talking about.
Yeah.
You can just tell.
I know nothing of sports. But I need some help because they're going to try quizzing me/us about some kind of a big game that's coming up or something. And so we're supposed to be answering questions. And let's help each other out. On the line, there's a certificate for Topper's Pizza. You could win
any menu item.
We need you to call 723-2555. We'll get you on the air with Hillary. You're going to play with Hillary on her anniversary. Come on.
On my anniversary.
What do you got to lose?
So I need to feel the love. I need some sports help. Yay, sports.
Sports from a non-sportsy person. 715-723-2555. If you can inch your fingers out of your mittens or gloves long enough to dial.
There we go.
Hopefully you have us on speed dial. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carla from Augusta.
Hey, Carla
from Augusta. How much do you love sports?
Not at all.
Yay!
Good. All right.
Okay, Carla,
you're just the lady we're looking for. Now, this comes from an article I read that the most searched question on Google about the Super Bowl is, when is it?
So you when is the need Super Bowl? Us to answer that?
Carla, are you familiar with the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to ask you four questions about the upcoming Super Bowl, which is this Sunday, the 3rd of February, year of our Lord 2019. If you can get at least two of them right with Hillary's help,
then you,
Carla, will win any menu item from Topper's Pizza. All right.
Okay.
Starting off.
We got this, Carla.
Yeah.
Carla and Hillary, name one of the two teams that will be playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday. Just name one of them.
Either of them could just answer, right?
Yep.
Do you know, Carla? I think one of them is it the Patriots?
Carla, any thoughts?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. I think it is one of them.
Hey,
there you go.
Carla, I have no idea who the other team is.
One for one.
I don't either.
The Los Angeles Rams play the New England Patriots.
So we got like both coasts represented.
Not a bad guess, the Patriots, 9 out of 18 Super Bowls.
You are starting off very well. All right, kickoff is at what time, Central Time? Kickoff is at what time for the Super Bowl this Sunday? Kickoff is at what time, Carla or Hillary?
I have no idea.
They have to get it exactly.
That was a heavy sigh, Carla.
I have no idea.
I will guess 4 o'clock.
No,
4 o'clock.
I think it's always at like something like 4:05 or 4:08. Oh. It's always like some weird number.
Oh.
Isn't it?
We're not answering. You guys are answering.
What do you
guys go with? This is like celebrity.
4:05. Sure. I have no idea.
4:05. How about?
I would say like 5:38.
Oh. 5:30 p.m. 5:30 on the dot. So sorry.
They usually have some odd time like that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. See, at least I knew that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Carla.
It's okay. You're one for two. You just have to get one of these final two, Carla and Hillary.
Okay.
Super Bowl trivia for non-sportsy folks.
Okay.
What city is the Super Bowl played in this year? What city is the Super Bowl played in this year?
I think it's Kansas City, but I'm not sure.
Hillary?
I just know it's not the Twin Cities this year.
No,
that's
that was
all
last
I know.
Year.
And I know it's not at Lambeau. And I know it's not in Chicago.
All right, you're narrowing down.
Okay.
I don't know. So if you think it's Kansas City, go with I have no idea.
Was it because they were playing somebody that was almost win or they almost won and they could have been in their city is what I've heard. But
you're far more knowledgeable than I am. I don't know. Okay, we're gonna go Kansas City.
Kansas City, final answer. How about
Atlanta.
Oh.
Where they're expecting 3 to 5 inches of snow today.
No.
And they don't know what they're going to do.
They're freaking out.
Funny.
All right.
Okay.
One more. Carla
we can do
and
this,
Hillary.
Carla.
We're trying to get Carla some free pizza or Topper Sticks from Topper's Pizza. A little Super Bowl trivia for non-sportsy folks. What television network will air the Super Bowl this year? What television network will air the Super Bowl this year?
Carla, I know this.
Oh, good. I
only know it's CBS. And I only know that because we don't get CBS. And so we're not watching it.
All right. Havo, does Carla win free pizza? Hillary says CBS. Absolutely correct. Yes, it's CBS.
Carla, I have to tell you, the only reason I know that is because we actually had people over to watch the Super Bowl one year, and it was on CBS, and we had a house full of people, and we couldn't watch the game because... So now we actually check that part.
Congratulations.
I don't even have a TV, so...
See? We're good.
Carla, for being a good sport, you go away with a great prize from Toppers.
Any menu item from Toppers Pizza, Carla, hang on the line. Stay warm today. We'll try and warm you up with some free Toppers. Great job,
Thank
Carla
you.
And Hillary.
Thanks, right. Carla.
Well, I don't know if you could call this morning chilly. I'm not sure that it quite describes what we're going to endure the next couple days. But chilly winter morning stats say will cause the average person to spend an extra 24 hours in bed over the colder months. Now, some of you might be saying, yeah, I just want to use that 24 hours up in the next day or so. The average person will need an extra 16 minutes in bed each morning during winter before they feel brave enough to face the cold as a result of hitting the snooze button. As a result, the average worker will be late for work 7 times in the course of an average winter because they overslept or over-snooze buttoned.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not a snooze button hitter. My alarm goes off. I pretty much get it. I may like lay there for a minute or two, but typically I am not a snooze button person. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow because it's going to be even colder tomorrow. This morning, my alarm went off at 5:30.
Yeah.
I did not get out of bed until just after 6:15. I am not even kidding. I could not get out of bed. I couldn't get out of bed. I have bad hair. I look awful today because you know what? It was worth 45 minutes of me... snuggied into all of blankets. And I'm not going to lie. Okay, so for my alarm, I set my cell phone alarm, okay? And it has a snooze and all of that. Okay, so the first time it went off, I eked my hand out from under the blankets.
Under the shelter of the warmth.
And my phone was on my nightstand. I took it. I pulled it back under the blankets. And it stayed under the blankets with me.
You're going
to
be quiet now.
For the 45 minutes so that I wouldn't have to put my hand out of the blankets again. I slept with my phone for 45 minutes every 9 minutes, like swiping the little snooze thing. But my phone's annoying because after so many times on snooze, I've learned that the snooze gets shorter and shorter. So when it started going off on a minute by minute basis.
I think I stayed an extra 10 minutes today. But yeah. I I still go old school, so I've got a clock radio, which had a dual alarm, but only one of them works.
Sure.
And once it goes off, so I still have the fear of God in me knowing that you can't fall back
asleep. There's no safety net. Right. When you start off the show in the morning, too, nobody else is coming in.
If I'm late, you guys can kind of cover things for me. Yeah.
See, I plan one snooze, but I have like a 5-minute snooze, but I plan one snooze when the cell phone alarm goes off. But actually, I do keep it far enough away that I have to get out of the warmth a little bit so it starts the waking up process. But it's like, here's my reward. I can still go back in for a little bit, but by then I'm awake.
You don't cuddle with your clock under the blankets.
I do a little bit. And again, it's one of those things where it's like underneath the blankets, it's like, I don't want to have any skin exposed at all. So it's like putting every single finger digit underneath the covers while I'm waiting for that second snooze.
Yeah. My husband's a snoozer, and when he started getting out of bed is when I was like, oh, I got to beat him to the bathroom.
So
that's what actually motivated me.
Who gets to sit on the frigid toilet seat first?
Thank God for some of those biological needs that do ultimately compel us, because on a Saturday morning, would people ever get out of bed,
No.
So, all right.
Stay warm,
from what Caleb said about skin exposure, that especially ties in for outside. I thought Dr. Joe, my buddy, he had some really good advice there, right? I mean, if you don't go outside unless you have to, and if you have to, cover up as
cover
much as
everything.
Possible.
Yeah. It's so, bad hair days for everyone because hats.
Absolutely. All right.
Western and Central Wisconsin, good morning to all of you. It's a little chilly out there. We are wishing our wonderful coworker Hillary and her husband Dean a happy 17 years of wedded bliss.
Wedded bliss. Mm-hmm. Wedded bliss indeed. We're still on our honeymoon, I think, in our hearts where it was
even though
warm.
It's not nearly as warm as it was 17 years ago today.
Well, I believe my wonderful husband has called us. Are you there, sir?
I am here.
Happy anniversary, Shmoopy.
Happy anniversary.
Ah. So 17 years we've been at this, and yeah, honeymoon still, right?
Is that right? Okay, I'll go with that.
So how did you end up getting married where you did?
In Florida?
Yeah.
We got married on the beach in Florida, actually, Key Biscayne area. And we had arrived a day or so prior. We drove around with the pastor that had married us. We drove around to a variety of beaches, and that was the one that that Hillary looked at and said, This has the look. This has the palm trees. This has the sand. This is the one we want. And so we had chosen Florida actually because she wanted a beach wedding, and the timing was as such that it was January, and well, you know what beaches are like right now in Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah.
So the Florida beaches looked a lot more appealing.
So you guys kind of set the trend for these on location weddings, which have become much more popular now than they were then, I think.
That could be. I can't speak for trendsetting, I guess. If others have copied, well, good for them. I guess it was a good idea.
I think, we really were unusual in that we planned a lot of our travel, hotels, everything online, which 17 years ago, people didn't necessarily book flights and hotels and travel arrangements online. So that was pretty unique. Mm-hmm. That was a little, like, people thought we were a little crazy, but we're like, no, we can do that. We rented a car online.
Have they stopped since?
No.
I mean, I was just going to say, you guys always kind of like, you do what you do, and everybody else can either come along or get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Right. So, it was a good day.
Was Hillary on time for the wedding?
Was Hillary on time for the wedding? I think you know the answer to that. She probably briefed you on it. No, she was certainly not on time for the wedding. And by the time the pastor's wife and Hillary got there, I believe her cell phone was sitting back at the hotel with about 17 missed calls on it.
How late was I? How late was I?
Oh, probably an hour and a half.
Wedding.
Did you have thoughts of runaway bride? Did you think, do I have a runaway bride on my hands?
I wasn't sure. At least I was in a warm place, and that part was really
that whole thing, like footprints in the sand. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's going the wrong direction.
I had a really good reason for being late. Okay.
Yeah, I heard there was a hairstyle malfunction.
The person in Miami who did my hair didn't speak English. Okay, she was this lovely little Cuban lady and didn't speak English, and gave me a lovely little Cuban hairstyle, complete with a big chunk of hair like glued to my face and curved around my chin to a point. And that just wasn't quite the look I was going for. And so it was an hour to an hour and a half of the pastor's wife in my hotel room with her very small children redoing my hair. And it was fun.
Can I think there were some very big salty tears and maybe some ugly crying, too.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I know I'm a little biased. Can I just give a shout-out to pastors' wives who do, like, everything?
Yes! Janine.
Yeah, right. Play
I
the piano.
I still remember Janine. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that was one of just a few miscommunications that occurred at that point. I think there was a hot pink miscommunication as well.
Oh, yeah, we had ordered some flowers, and I very specifically said, any color, I don't care. I'm not picky, just not pink. And it was like one of those bad cell phone commercials because they didn't hear not pink, they heard hot pink. And so for our one reception that we had, we spent the morning ripping flowers out of a bouquet and replacing hot pink flowers with anything that was not pink.
And at that point, it was laughter. It was not crying again. It was just laughing
funny.
About it.
Mm-hmm. Dean and Hillary, their 17-year anniversary today, this day, January 29th. And so, of course, after a wedding comes a marriage. So, mm-hmm. Dean, what's your secret to staying committed to this wonderful bride of yours who fairly regularly throws you under the bus here on the radio?
Well, I guess being willing to see the underside of a bus on occasion,
yeah.
You know, that's going to play well into it.
Monday, we heard you saw the underside of the bleacher. That was a problem,
the stage,
right?
Yeah, that was very true. It was my first time under there was for observation only, and the second time, that was a little bit of an accident. I couldn't get out of there in time before the next group had taken the stage, and of course, I didn't want to sneak out and be that guy that goes creeping out from under the stage during the show, so I just waited it out, I guess.
It was loud and scary, but you made it. No,
oh, yeah.
I think I would say the secret to our marriage is laughter.
Yeah, you have to laugh at yourself, you know, because you're probably the funniest person you'll ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can laugh at yourself, you can laugh with somebody else and just enjoy things as they come.
That is great advice.
And I figure we're one in God's eyes, so if I'm laughing at myself, that includes Dean. So...
Oh, we've heard stories of Hillary's got a mess up at home. We hear that you're kind of like, hey, Hillary, you're going to tell on yourself, too, on the radio,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
On occasion, yeah. I like to hear those stories.
Very good. Well, happy anniversary, Dean.
Well, thank you very much.
Love
and
you,
Hillary.
Babe. Hey, let's, like, go on a date or something soon to celebrate, shall we?
That sounds good. Yeah, we should do that.
I think so, too. Thanks for calling in, hon.
Oh, yes, very welcome. Have a great day, babe.
You, too. Love you.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.